For example, p and x to d is certain carry to this date is 02/10/2022. Dictation is for Vanessa Hernandez. Hernandez spells H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Vanessa spells V-A-N-E-S-S-A. Date of birth is 12/28/10. This is an 11-year-old child accompanied by mom here with throat pain and epigastric pain, period. Mom said the symptoms have been going on for approximately 1 week. It's gotten worse in the last 2 days or so. Child described pain as burning in her... Correction. Child said throat pain is worse when she swallows. Denies trauma. Denies increased temperature. Denies body aches or pains, period. Denies runny nose, ear pain, or neck pain, or stiff neck, period. Next paragraph. Review of system. Patient reports abdominal pain in the epigastric area. Patient denies vomiting or diarrhea, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed on compared to last visit, no changes. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese child. In no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 128/81. Pulse 106. Respiration 18. Temperature 96.2. Period. Next paragraph. Throat. Erythematous, sedimatous, tonsils, and pharynx. No exudates. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next line, neck, full range of motion or rigidity, no tender nodes, period. Next paragraph.
I have the pharmacy on part two. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you regarding Ms. Melander.
Can I put this one on hold?
Just press on the part one.
Press the part one? This one?
Yeah, either one. Uh-huh.
You can hold that one?
Yeah.
Paragraph, respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, abdomen. Tenderness in the epigastric region. No rebound, no guarding, no rigidity. No visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort of range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, time 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10, normal, motor and sensory functions, normal, mood and affected, normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is obesity, number 2, epigastric pain, number 3, sore throat. In the clinic today, we did the following. A strep test was done. Strep test was negative for strep A. Patients has had a COVID test on /02/07/2022. This was done at an outside facility, and the test that results was negative. Period. She was given next paragraph. She was given a note to remain away from school until tomorrow. She was sent home with the following medication. 1, XYZ mouthwash, number 60 mils. She will gargle 10 mils and spit out every morning for 6 days. Next medication, Bromfed DM, 2, 10/30/5 mils. 1 teaspoon POTID for 10 days. Number one, 50 mils. Next medication, cimetidine. 300/5 mils. She would take 5 mils daily. This is for epigastric pain. Mom was advised to increase fluids to avoid sodas, to work on her weight. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none, end of dictation.